It's Monday, March the 16th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. It's just two men in the room tonight. Blavin is on location in, where is he?
Cleveland?
Cleveland, Ohio.
He's playing Magic.
What's he doing there, playing Magic?
Yeah.
Last I checked, Blavin's been on a losing streak lately, so how's he doing now? What's the update?
So according to his Facebook live feed, he has said he went 7-2 first day, went to the second day, no clue how he's doing. Unless he's updated. I'm gonna keep an eye on Facebook. We're gonna break news as it happens, and we're gonna go through this thing together.
Well, hopefully he does us proud and comes back a winner.
I think we still need to put an advertisement on his shirt for the podcast.
Right. You know what the problem is? He keeps telling us like last minute that he's not going to be around.
Yeah, so we can't.
So like, we can't give him a shirt.
Yeah, true.
It's like the Friday. He's like, oh, by the way, I'm gone this weekend.
30 likes. Wow.
On what?
On his 7-2 status.
Well, he's Mr. Popular.
Popular.
He's the popular one in the group. So, Anthony, have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah.
I've been playing DDR before we've been recording.
You did start playing DDR.
I didn't know that PS2 and that television worked.
Yeah, it does. Everything works in this room.
So I've just been playing DDR on this one.
Yeah.
I haven't played DDR in a long time.
While you were playing DDR, I was trying to set up this dual microphone situation.
Yeah, so we're on two separate microphones today.
Yeah, so if it sounds a bit different this week, it's because we're trying to be professional.
And if you keep hearing me spike in and out, it's because I don't know where to put my face in front of this mic. So yeah. It has like a proper pickup zone, I guess.
Yeah, and at the same time, we might be picking up each other's voices on our separate microphones. Hopefully that doesn't cause any problems. Hopefully you don't hear like a secondary echo to our speech. But you never know.
Mm.
So that's what's going on if things sound a little bit different. I don't know if we'll be able to carry on with this setup just because...
Right now we're using two computers.
Two computers, two microphones, and if Blavin comes back, that will require him to bring a microphone.
And then we need a splitter.
Yeah. Because
it's three microphones. Uh-huh. Or three computers.
Yeah, and getting Blavin to bring his microphone is one thing.
Getting Blavin to bring his computer is another thing.
Exactly. So that's a bit tricky. But we figured since it was just us two this week, we could experiment a bit. Okay, that's what's going on with us. I forgot to put on the Facebook page again. Shoot. To give people shout-outs. That's a shame.
It's too late.
It's too late now.
No shout-outs for anybody.
Yeah, and you know what? Blavin wasn't here to read them anyway.
Oh, yeah, because he has to say anything.
That's right. You know, we have this... to the listener, this is horrible because I'm going to give you some visual descriptions. But while we're recording now, me and Anthony have like this shield in between us.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
When we talk to each other, we just see our eyes.
It's really weird.
Yeah. And it just feels like we're staring each other down as we're talking.
Yeah, because we're going to fight after this.
Like we always do. So that's what happens. From here, let's see what happened this week. Hey, guess what?
What?
Apple had a press conference.
Oh, yeah. So they announced a bunch of stuff.
They sure did. It's called their Spring Moving Forward event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They announced two important things. What do you want me to talk about first? The fashion accessory or the technology?
Let's go with the technology first.
The technology,
I think the fashion
one?
Accessory is like big news.
The technology one?
Yeah.
Okay. The technology one is they have an updated, they have a brand new MacBook.
Okay.
Called the MacBook.
Just no Pro, no Air.
No, this is the MacBook.
Okay.
12 inches is the screen. It's really thin.
Is this the one with no fan?
This is the fanless one.
I don't understand how that works.
It's a low power CPU.
Oh, okay.
But something I didn't realize, like, I was really hyped for this because I'm in the market for a new computer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I was waiting for. Screen size is 12 inches. It's very thin and it has only one USB port. That's the only port on the computer.
Oh, so this is the one where it's like reversible and...
Yeah, USB 3-C.
It's like those sweaters everybody thinks is a good idea, and then they only ever wear one side of the sweater.
Yes. So.
That's weird.
That's what that is.
Who would this be for? Like, I guess if you, like, is it like the Mac if you want to browse? Like, if you're just the parent who wants to surf the web? Like.
I have no idea. Yeah, it's probably like the everyday MacBook. But the thing is, It's expensive.
How expensive?
Like $1,400 expensive.
For no, it's $1,400 for no fan and only one USB port.
Mm.
And you have to choose between charging your computer and plugging in something.
Mm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. There's a dongle. It's $80 that turns that USB port into multiple ports.
Oh, what a bunch of assholes.
You can buy this computer in the iPhone colors. So space gray, silver, and gold.
Oh, the gold one. You know what? The gold one is nice.
I don't understand the hate on the whole Apple with the gold thing. Because it's not like, it's not Mr. T gold.
It's not like super shiny. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, like, what's the best way? Like the 3D, like the Zelda 3DS XL.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's that, it's like a matte gold, right?
Yeah, but even the 3DS gold is way more intense than the Apple gold.
Really? I thought it was the same. Maybe I just haven't seen the two side by side.
Yeah. The Apple gold is almost kind of faded.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so, and you know what? When they first announced it, I was super hyped, and then they didn't show any of the specs, and then they put it online, and I read them all. I'm like, this is a fucking netbook.
But man, battery life.
All day. Yeah.
All day.
And just, I kept thinking, okay, I'll buy it. I'll also buy it. But the more and more I read up on it and I looked at stuff, I'm like, this is just not going to give me what I want in a computer.
I'm glad you didn't get caught up in the hype.
Yeah.
Like, because you would have spent $1,400 and you would have been thoroughly disappointed for like the next 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have. Because I mean, 12 inches, I feel like, oh, that's too small. I would want 13.
Like, having no fan is cool.
Yeah.
But like, you want to actually do things with your computer.
Yeah. And I'm like, that processor is the reason it's low power is because it's low, or low heat because it's low power.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mobile processor, there's no graphics card on it. So I took my $1,400 and I bought the highest end MacBook Air instead.
You just bought like the lowest end MacBook Pro.
I could have.
Would that have been more powerful than the Air? Would have been about the same.
It would have been the specs read out more powerful, but the thing with the lower Air, with the Pro, is it runs their Retina display screens.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So they just like kill your battery life, I guess.
Yeah. So the power difference is not as big as you'd imagine.
But
the battery life is still better on the Air.
Oh, okay.
By about 3 hours.
All right.
But the reason I went for the highest end Air is because I really like the thin form factor and I wanted more hard drive space.
Oh, okay.
Right?
And it's all flash memory.
Mm, and that's expensive.
Yeah.
So that's why I ended up paying a bit more.
I can't wait till I can get like flash memory external drives.
That'll be the day.
When I'm 40 years old.
That'll be the day.
And I can go out and buy a terabyte flash drive.
Yeah, so that's that. I mean, cool.
What else did they announce here, Vince?
No, you know, they announced this thing called the Apple Watch.
I've heard of this.
Yeah.
I've heard people crapping on it all the time. I think it looks pretty dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I have no defense for this one. Looks pretty dumb.
Also?
It does stuff.
No, we got to get to the main point, which is the five-figure.
So there's three versions of the Apple Watch.
Okay.
Okay. Or you chumps, or you poor people, you can get the Apple Watch Sport starting at $350.
Or if you're Canadian, $450.
Exactly. For you middle-class chumps,
okay,
you can get the Apple Watch. The difference here is that instead of an aluminum face, it's a stainless steel face, and this time you get, I don't know, stainless steel bands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the prices range here from $550 to $1,000.
What's the difference between the $550 version and the $1,000 version?
The type of band you want.
Really? That's it?
I'm not even shitting you.
What, like, there's no, it's not like your watch is faster.
Nope.
Your watch is fanless.
No, like, well, there's two sizes. There's a 38 millimeter and a 42 millimeter
okay.
face. But the price between those two faces are like $50.
But it's the band?
Yeah.
Like, is one made out of Steve Jobs' bones? Like, what's happening?
Well, not in this category because there's a one final Apple Watch, okay?
Okay.
Which might as well be made out of Steve Jobs' bones called the Apple Watch Edition.
What? Like, is it ADD edition?
No, it's edition, like fifth edition, but it's just Apple Watch edition.
But what's the edition?
I have no idea. I don't know who signed off on this naming scheme.
A dyslexic person, that's who.
Yeah, so the Apple Watch edition starts $10,000.
Start. Wait, it goes above 10K. So I knew there was a 10K watch that had like 14 karat gold or whatever, but it goes above 10K.
Sold in select markets. You can't buy this one online. Only in store.
Okay.
And actual prices will not be revealed until you are there to go buy it.
So they're averaging, I guess, or like a suggested retail price, maybe.
Well, there's different versions.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Right, because they're.
Well, if you want the gold band, then it's 100,000.
Right, and some will be store exclusive to certain cities or certain markets.
Oh, my
different
God.
Different versions. Like I said, it starts at 10K.
They've made the amiibos of technology.
They have.
What if people start collecting Apple Watches?
I don't know. The thing is, like, if you're going to spend 10K on a watch, why don't you get a real watch?
Yeah, it's, like, actually useful.
Well, I don't know.
Watches are cool, man. And they tell the time.
That's all watches do. They tell you the time.
Yeah, the time. You can be on time for things.
Watches are fashion accessories. Let's be.
I don't know. I really like watches. Like whenever I have to get dressed up anywhere, like I always wear a watch.
Oh no, I love watches. I've actually recently stopped wearing watches just because with the advent of the smartphone.
Yeah. Like just in everyday life, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I enjoy watches. And if I had more disposable income, I'd totally buy it. But I buy too much other shit.
I feel like. I don't know. Like, this is going to be my old man thing of, like, my grumpy old man is I'm going to be at some formal event and someone's going to have an Apple Watch. I'm like, oh, these kids with their Apple Watches. How dare they?
Yeah, that is going to be you.
Ugh, it is going to be me.
Yeah, it's going to be a sad, sad future.
And you're going to be the one with the Apple Watch.
I will. I'll be like, Anthony, get with the times.
I got to wind up my watch. Hold on.
Wind up your watch? I got to wind up my watch. What kind of fucking asshole are you?
Gotta wind up my pocket watch. Hold on.
Yeah. So the Apple Watch and the new MacBook both launch April 10th or 20th. Pre-orders are up April 10th.
I haven't heard like any hype for any of the products, really. Like yeah. People announced it, and then like I haven't heard anybody like saying I want to buy this fanless Mac or I want to buy this Apple Watch, or like I just haven't heard any buzz about people actually wanting these products.
Yeah.
Unless you have.
No, I've only heard of it. For the watch, the big thing is the price. That's definitely the thing that's turning people off. I mean, I expected it to be expensive, but if the lowest end one is $350.
$450.
Okay, $450.
We're Canadian. Jesus, it's $450.
That's expensive. That's a PlayStation 4.
That's a PlayStation 4. That's an Xbox. That's more than an Xbox One.
That's what I paid for my PlayStation 4. Damn.
And how much use is that getting you?
Be fair?
Not a lot.
None.
Yeah.
Because of Monster Hunter.
True.
So yeah, that's a bit disappointing. As for the MacBook, it's the classic every time Apple releases a Mac or a new computer, right? Mm-hmm. All the PC people are like, well, guess what? We've already seen this with other computers. It's not the best value. So I didn't expect anybody to be hyped about this except for the early adopters of Apple products.
The people who actually use Thunderbolt cables.
Exactly. So for me, the biggest news that came out of the event was that they updated their current line of MacBooks.
All right.
And that's why I bought an Air.
Oh, okay.
Because it had like the latest processor and an updated graphics chipset.
So what's the flash memory size on that?
On the one that I bought?
Yeah.
I can only afford 256.
250. Like, does it go above that?
512.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I was going to go 512, but then I was like, I had an extra $316.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And so I thought, nope.
So I know on PC, a lot of people, what they do is they get like a really small flash drive. They put their OS on it.
Yeah.
And then put everything else on a regular drive. Is there an option for that in the Mac? Or is it just because of the form factor? They have to keep it so small.
For the MacBooks, it's just the form factor. Okay. You can only have flash. But if you buy an iMac, like their desktop ones, you can do that.
So, but even in a MacBook Pro, can you get a hybrid or
no? No, it's all flash.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all flash.
Man. I was expecting something crazy out of this because like every time Apple has like an announcement or like a keynote.
Yeah.
I'm always like there's always something that's like pushing me to like want to get like a Mac laptop.
Really?
Yeah. Like I've been thinking a lot lately about actually buying a Mac.
Yeah.
But it's like I already have a computer. I already have a PC.
That's true.
And there's nothing like even especially at this one, there's nothing really that's pushing me so far over the edge. Mm-hmm. That I want to buy one. And also the big thing is I want to play PC games.
Yeah, definitely. Like I love Macs, but I almost never recommend them to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people who buy Macs know they want Macs for a reason. Yeah. That or you're just a student who's like, well, everybody else has one. I heard they're good for school.
I got some student loan, or yeah. I got loaned out some money, so now I can go buy this.
I convinced my dad to get one, but that's because he's like, I just want something easy to use.
He doesn't want to fumble around with different products and everything.
You know how like Windows has always updates and he hates all that stuff.
Okay.
And then I showed him how to use a Mac and he's like, this is so easy. Like, get a Mac.
The one thing I also like about, all right, we're just going off topic here, but
go ahead.
The one thing I like about Macs is they have the Linux like separate desktop screens.
Oh yeah, they do have.
So because like on this version of my desktop, I can have like some editing garbage going. On this version of my desktop, I can have videos or music, and it doesn't clutter up everything.
Yeah,
it's really nice. Mm. But I wish PC had that, or maybe it does. I don't know.
Maybe Windows 10.
Ooh,
who knows?
Free upgrade.
Yeah. And I think. Yeah, that might be it. That's it for Apple.
Okay.
Yeah. Hit me with one of your picks.
So you love Lego, right, Vince?
I do love Lego.
Vince, do you like The Simpsons?
Not really.
What? Really?
No.
Simpsons are really cool.
Like, I don't hate The Simpsons, but they're not something I enjoy.
So Lego is coming out with a new Simpsons set.
Yes.
I believe they already came out with their house, the Evergreen Terrace house.
That's an expensive set.
Yeah, it's $250 for that set, I think. So they're releasing another set. It is the Quickie Mart. It is the full-fledged Quickie Mart.
Nice.
It retails for $200.
What?
$200.
What?
$200.
Why is it $200, Anthony?
Because that's that nerd tax. It's The Simpsons, and they know people will buy it.
Fucking Lego.
Right. And so it comes with the full Quickie Mart. It comes with like their little like the little Lego versions of The Simpsons. So it comes with Apu, Marge, Homer, Bart, Chief Wiggum, and this set exclusive is Snake, the guy who always robs people and goes to jail.
Oh,
he talks like this, dude.
Yeah.
And so that's Snake is their set exclusive. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, this Quickie Mart, it all opens up and shows the inside of the Quickie Mart.
That's good.
When you build it.
It's good.
It also allows you to have a top down view, which this article jokes like if you ever want to rob the Quickie Mart, you can now like plan your optimal escape.
Huh.
But the cool thing I really like about this is there was one episode where it was revealed that one of Apu's freezer sections isn't really a freezer. It's labeled non-alcoholic beer, so no one opens it and no one goes in it. So he converted that into a staircase that goes up to the roof of the Quickie Mart, and it's like a Zen garden pretty much. And they actually added the Zen garden as a part of it.
That's cool.
On the top of the roof, there you have a garden set and you can place it on, or you can take it off to do this the bird's eye view.
That's cool.
It's really cool. And it's like the closest I've ever been to be like, should I buy a Lego set? And then I saw $250 or $200, and I was like, no, I shouldn't.
Yeah, Lego's expensive,
but it's really cool looking.
Oh, it's totally cool looking. But yeah, Lego is expensive. That's why Lego collectors I know generally only buy Lego.
Oh, okay.
They don't have enough budget for anything else.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of my picks.
Man, $200.
If you want a Quickie Mart, you got to pay that money.
Makes my Formula One sets look like chump change.
I wonder if these come with like squishy machines.
No.
No. Just no. Oh, no, it totally does.
Does it?
Yeah. I just zoomed in on a picture and it totally has a squishy machine.
Oh, wow, it does.
It has like a little tiny squishy machine.
I would want some of those minifigures. It'd be cool to have a Homer.
Yeah. I think that you can buy not Snake. You can buy them separately. I believe they're $4 a piece.
Yeah, they're blind bagged.
Oh, they're blind bagged. Okay.
Yes. So you got to fill them up in the store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, speaking of nerd things.
Okay.
I saw this Indiegogo campaign for something like probably really cool. Mm-hmm. It's for a film series or not. I guess a short TV series, a mini series.
Okay.
It's called Con Man.
I have no clue what this is about.
Do you know who Alan Tudyk is?
No.
He was the pilot in Firefly.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
The Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, like, and then he got murked in Serenity.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got smoked.
Okay. He's on the wind. Yeah. So he's running this Indiegogo.
Okay.
And he's making a TV series called Con Man, which is short for Convention Man.
Okay.
And the premise is he plays a character who used to be a popular pilot on a canceled TV show.
Okay.
And he goes to conventions and he tells the stories of all his most interesting experience at conventions. The premise of the show also has another character who was the captain of the ship that he was on, who was the only character from that said show to go on and lead a successful career.
A successful career or at a career period?
A successful career.
So the other people from Firefly have actually tried to like do stuff beyond Firefly?
Yeah. You never heard about them though, right?
No, yeah, I thought it was only Nathan.
Yeah. Well, anyways, the other person in this series that it leads a successful career is portrayed by Nathan Fillion.
Yes. Okay.
So you can see where this is going. Yeah. And that's all the whole... It's just a super meta version of... comical version of the real life story of Firefly.
That's pretty cool. I didn't think this is... I thought it was going to be an actual con story.
No. Convention man.
And this oh my god, this is successful. Jesus.
Yeah, so they asked for like 425. In the first day, they got like a million.
The first day?
Yeah.
When did this... How much longer does this have?
It must have at least 3 weeks left behind it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Estimated delivery July 2015.
Yeah, so they've already begun filming it.
Yeah, because they made the money already.
No. Like it's been in production well before this.
Oh, okay.
But they only had enough budget to make 3 episodes.
Mm.
But I think they've hit all their goals, and they're going to make the full 12-episode season.
Where was this going to be released? Is this going to be like another Yahoo stream?
No. It's a digital thing. It's just a digital download.
Oh, okay. So is it only the people who backed it?
Or? So, no. If you pay at least $25 and you get a code to watch it, I think it's 90 days before the full release that you can buy.
Oh, okay.
And you can stream that as much as you want and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
And someone actually... So there's different perks as per Indiegogo.
Are you looking at the expensive ones?
Yeah, so... There are 2 executive producer perks, which are the second most expensive one. It is $10,000.
Yeah.
You get listed as an executive producer of Con Man. This includes your credits in the episodes and on IMDb. You also get to visit the set and have lunch with Alan. Plus, you can come and visit the set and be a background character. Travel and stay is not included. You also get a prop signed by Alan and a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
So those are both sold out.
Yeah.
People back that $10,000 one. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's associate producer left. And then the most expensive one is Mogul.
Mm.
And 1 out of 4 have been claimed.
Jeez.
And Mogul is $25,000.
Well, they must have added that recently. Because when the first one up, they only went to $10,000.
Yeah, so $25,000 and 1 out of 4 claimed.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I wonder, like, I know there's a lot of... stretch goals and stuff, or like just tiers.
Yes.
Who are the people backing these $25,000 ones?
There's a lot of rich nerds out there.
That's crazy.
Don't ever underestimate the power of the brown coat.
This is insane.
Yeah, but I think like one of the things, like when you watch their video, one of the things they say they need the money for is to, in order to film the series, they actually need to put on a real like convention.
Oh.
Not a real convention, but they need to. Might as well put on a real one to look like there's a convention on for their setting. And I think they said like if they make enough money, they'll build out the ship that's in this fictional world.
Oh, nice.
To film scenes on.
That's cool.
Yeah. But it's super successful. I mean, it doesn't need any more support, but I just thought I'd put it out there for people.
It's nice to know who, like what's going on. Like if you want to watch it later, even if you don't want to back it.
Yeah.
That's, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's a pretty, like, I urge people to watch the trailer after. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
It's just, because it's a convention thing, they've sourced a bunch of other celebrity nerds to appear in this.
Oh, nice. Has anybody been announced, or?
Yeah, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy is coming in.
Okay.
James Gunn. Felicia Day will be in it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Will Wheaton. Like, that whole crew.
Oh, okay, all right.
That crew will be in it. They've casted some other characters from Firefly. Back.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's like it's so meta.
Yes.
But like part of it is like I feel like it might be insulting
Uh-huh.
to the other people.
Uh-huh.
Has that happened? Like, has there been other people from Firelight Fly being like, oh, I hate this project because they're making fun of me
No,
for having a
no, no,
successful
no, no.
career?
No, I think, no, because they all talk about, like, I think at this point, they've all accepted the fact that, like, Firefly is kind of
Their thing.
yeah, like, and they're gonna own up to it. I mean, I'm sure at the beginning it must have been annoying, like, come on, I do other things, but it's been 13 years since that show got canceled. So I think at this point they've all accepted it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like, in like, to slightly off tangent, you know, Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, he just passed.
Yes, away? He just passed away recently, but earlier on, like the late 80s, early 90s, he hated being recognized as Spock.
I did not know that.
Like, he completely hated it, and it was just not something he wanted. And then towards the end of the second half of his life, when we all know him more as, like, oh, the nice Leonard Nimoy, that was when he accepted that, like, at this point, you know, I am Spock. Like,
you become this legend.
Yeah, at some point, I am Spock, and I have to accept that. And
like, going forward, like, even when we're long dead and Star Trek still survives,
yeah,
like, they're probably gonna still cast people who look like Leonard Nimoy,
yeah,
right,
yeah. And he accepted that, and he came to terms, and he enjoyed life, I guess, a bit more after that. It was cool because he wrote two books, actually. When he was younger, he wrote the I Am Not Spock book, and then when he got older, he wrote another book called I Am Spock.
Oh man, those would be interesting to read, like, back to back.
Yeah, it would, right? Because he wrote them 20 years apart,
yeah,
in two different mindsets, so. Yeah, I kind of want to pick those up and see.
An audiobook, obviously.
Obviously. Are you crazy?
I got to find that hardcover limited first print.
No, don't waste your money.
Okay.
But yeah, what's your other pick?
My last pick is, so just more PAX news.
Yeah.
There was a production panel, or there are a bunch of panels at PAX East, or at PAX in general. And people usually talk about things, how they get their career off the ground, or just interesting topics within, like, geek fandom and stuff like that. So this panel was hosted by the producers over at GameSpot and Giant Bomb. They did a panel together where they talk about producing. They talk about what it's like to produce things, what it's like to produce for their websites, how they do it differently from each other, and just stuff like that. And they go through, like, kind of like the struggles we had now with trying to set up multiple audio devices for one podcast, and they kind of go through that. Like, it's a very interesting talk if you are interested in, like, even if you kind of thought about making YouTube videos or even recording your own podcast, it's a very interesting talk to see how much work and struggle and just problem solving go into a real professional full-time version of this. And it's just a really interesting talk. They have it kind of made me want to do, like, think more about, like, recording video rather than typing out things like reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty interesting talk. So,
yeah. Tell you what.
What?
Recording videos is a lot more work.
Yeah. 100%. I just don't open up Notepad and then be like,
wait, you write in Notepad?
No.
What kind of chump are you?
I write in Notepad Plus Plus. It's different.
Oh,
no.
God.
No. I do programming in Notepad sometimes. No, but I do, like, I have Microsoft Office, so, like, I just use Word, and I'm like, I just pump this out, and then I post it to the thing, and I put some pictures in it.
Word.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Word.
Microsoft Word. What's wrong with Microsoft Word?
Google Docs.
Google. No.
No, because then you can access that stuff from any computer, from your phone.
Well,
you
can do that.
You got an idea, you just go.
I save all my reviews in my Drive folder.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I just have a Drive folder on my PC. And then I can access it anyways. It's just I have it in Word. But yeah. So it's just a, like, there's not really much conversation topic here. You should listen to this. Because if you have any interest in any sort of producing aspect.
No, it's cool stuff. It's just the other side to that is it costs money.
It's expensive. They also talk about expensive stuff. So recently on Giant Bomb, they had a segment where their new guy, Dan Reichert, he wanted to beat Mike Tyson's punch out. He wants to beat Mike Tyson for the very first time.
Right.
He's never done it. He's been trying for years, never done it. And so they talked about all the struggles of going through trying to take an NES, put it into a CRT, but the NES only puts out like some crappy, like, 260p resolution. That's, like, not even a resolution.
Yeah.
And they have to convert that to 720. and then run audio through separate things and like all this crazy experiments and just setting up they had to do. And it turns out he beat it on the first try.
Wow.
So they planned for weeks, and they thought they were going to get like weeks upon months of content for this. And he just did it first day.
What?
Right?
A waste.
Right? And so that's the talk. They get like really frustrated. But the thing is like going through all that process and doing that kind of stuff, they now have that knowledge of, they know what to do next time if they ever want to capture any sort of retro stuff.
But he just trolled them. That's it.
And he was practicing beforehand, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you.
So, it's just, yeah. I'll say it again. It's interesting. Just check it out.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Oh, wait, sorry. The one more thing was they were talking about the expenses of some of their equipment.
Yeah.
There are, like, things that are, like, there's something called a Frame Meister, and, like, it like, up-reses certain resolutions to readable resolutions by other devices and stuff. And, like, one box is, like, $8,000. And like professional video production equipment is insane.
Why do you think movies cost so much to make?
What was the one thing? Oh yeah, if to get a pop filter for a certain type of microphone they use, like if you get a very small one, like if you get a little one, like the small size, it costs like $5, like whatever. But if you get the regular sized one, it costs $50 because they know that's the one you want.
Yes.
Right? And that's the one you're going to use.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, what a bunch of dicks. Yeah.
Well, that's just how anything is, right?
Yeah, that's how government contracts work.
That's how everything works. The most popular one is always the least valued one, or like the one that's priced with the least amount of value.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know it's the one that's going to sell the most. It makes sense.
So yeah, those are my picks.
Cool. The last thing I'm going to talk about is 3D printing.
I like 3D printing. I like the idea of 3D printing.
Yeah. So like sometimes people, they lose... They get amputated for reasons like medical or...
Oh, I might have saw this. Okay.
And if when you get a prosthetic arm or leg, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And so they thought, oh, how about we just... They're trying the process of 3D printing
mm-hmm.
these prosthetics. And it was successful. And in one case, there was a boy, a young boy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have an arm. And I thought this was cool. They printed him an Iron Man arm.
Okay, I saw this. Yeah.
And it was delivered to him by Robert Downey Jr.
as
Tony Stark with an Iron Man arm. And he gave him a suitcase. I was just like, that's cool.
Yeah, and he was dressed like he acted like Tony Stark would act.
Yep.
And all it was.
They took pictures of their matching Iron Man arms, and I was like, that's really cool.
And like the kid's arm was super cool because like I don't know how those work. Like,
oh, neither do I.
Because like it's like I assume it has to do something with like, electrical signals from the brain to the machine. Like because he was willfully controlling this robot arm, and it had like every it was a red armored yeah. Iron Man arm. It had a light in the middle.
Yeah.
So it was like it was so cool.
Yeah. It was really nice. Let's see.
And then did you see the part where the kid's arm worked better than Robert Downey Jr.'s arm?
Really?
Yeah, so there was a part where they were joking where Robert Downey Jr.'s arm, because his was just like pretty much like a cast, like it just goes over his regular arm.
Yeah. Right?
And his light wasn't working, or like it was flickering on and off. He's like, I think I gave you the better arm. I think I'm going to have to fire someone later. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was cool.
Now I wish I had a robot arm. No, I'm joking.
Oh, I do wish I had a robot arm. Not like a real robot arm, but like
cyborg arm?
I don't know. I just wish I had the Tony Stark armor. What am I saying?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. If you could, like in like Deus Ex Human Revolution, like if you could implant robot parts into your already human parts, would you do it?
Maybe.
Or would you stay natural?
It depends on what my advantages are.
Your advantages are you can leap from tall buildings and then land.
Oh, like I have to replace my legs?
Yeah, like you wouldn't replace your legs, but you get like mechanical things in your bones that make your bones stronger.
Maybe.
You run faster.
Yeah, sure, why not?
You only live once, might as well.
Yeah. Make it count.
Okay.
Speaking of miraculous medical procedures, I read an article the other day.
What? You don't, again, you don't read.
I read a headline the other day.
Okay.
We, the first... penis transplant was successful.
I'm sorry, what?
There was a, I forget what country it was in. Crap. Anyways, this gentleman lost his penis 3 years ago through horrific series of, oh no, I think it was some sort of disease.
Okay.
They had to cut it off. No penis.
Had gangrene on his dick? Like,
maybe.
All right.
They sourced another penis.
They put a penis on ice.
Yeah, they probably shipped it. You know, for, probably someone like died from an accident or something.
Okay.
Grafted it onto this man.
Yeah.
Hooked up all the wiring. Works perfectly.
It's like, that's gotta be weird. Like, so like, is there like a different pigment of skin where his dick is attached? Like,
I didn't want to look at the pictures. I don't know if there are pictures.
There's gotta be pictures.
But that's some other dude's junk.
Would you always be like, are you always touching someone else's penis now? Like, or is that technically yours?
Well, it's technically yours, but it's like, where have you been?
I'm just waiting for some like Liquid Ocelot shit to happen where the other man's consciousness comes from his penis and takes him over.
Oh my God. But yeah, you know, the wonders of medicine.
This sounds like a really bad like joke horror movie. It's like, we had reattached your penis, but the only penis we could find was the penis of a serial rapist, and now he's got like rapist urges.
That would be something. I wonder though, like, it must be weird though, because you know what your dick looks like.
Yeah, right.
And you know what it can do. You know all the secrets.
And you understand that other men have them too, but you just don't think about it.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know how that one works. Like,
it's,
I know,
probably different.
Like, they're the same, but they're entirely different.
Does it have like two areas? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. But you, and then your sexual preferences change. You're like, well, I used to like doing that, but not anymore.
Because it's, yeah, like, does he have to mentally get over like relieving himself?
Yeah, that's,
because it's like, am I relieving another man or am I relieving myself?
Yeah, it has to go to
a shrink.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. We need an interview with this man.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Jeez.
That's really cool. I did not know that happened.
Yeah. Honestly, the first thing that rang to my head was like, people want a sex change. Like, is that going to open the door?
Well, that was man to man, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's probably a little bit different, but
I wonder if you could, like, because if it's technically like blood, like if blood just gives you an erection, like, females have blood.
Yeah, but they're also, females are also slightly wired differently.
Yeah, I say slightly,
wired, like a robot.
Yeah, you know, you just gotta change the stuff. We're USB 2.0, they're USB 3.0.
You just gotta solder this one there. And...
I bet that's what it's like.
I'm sorry if I'm being insensitive here.
No, that's what they do with vasectomy? No. What's the thing where you can't...
Yeah, it's a vasectomy. They cut
where guys can't have babies.
Yeah, they cut the.
Yeah, they just solder some wires in your dong shut.
Just seal it up.
Yeah, they seal it up. They solder it shut, and then you can't have babies no more.
That's so sad.
I think those are like highly reversible. Like, they're, you can reverse it though. Like, it's more easily to reverse than if a girl got her tubes tied or something.
Yes, it is. I know that for a fact.
What? Did you get your tubes tied?
No, I remember watching a documentary on it.
Oh, okay.
Or not a documentary, but there was a lady who did it. She told of her experience.
This is what happens when Blavin's gone. We have no one to make a fool of themselves, so we make a fool of ourselves.
Ah, it's okay. It works.
Okay.
But yeah, so those are the top headlines I saw this week.
I really want to read this story. You got to show me this story after.
Yeah, it's on The Verge.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the link, but it's... The headline read, like, first successful penis transplant.
We are going to find it for the show notes.
Yeah.
Okay. It will be in the YouTube description.
Yeah. I hope so, yeah.
This has to be in the YouTube description.
But yeah.
What's the chapter break going to be for this? Is it just going to be a picture of a penis? Will iTunes allow us?
I don't know. Well, we do have the explicit tag.
True, we do. They know what's happening over here. Someone listens.
Yeah, they do. Unfortunately. Okay. With that, let's talk about our weeks.
Do it. Or should I go first?
I think I'll go first.
All right, fine.
Yo, mine was pretty simple. Guys, guess what? Well, Anthony, guess what?
Did you build Legos again?
Yes, but guess what else?
You got your penis transplanted. I don't know, man. That's all I can think about now. Don't ask me to guess things.
Formula One's back.
Oh, yeah, okay. Did anybody in Formula One get their penis transplanted?
No, they did not. Okay. Unfortunately.
What if someone in Formula One got their penis removed because it made them lighter?
No, I don't think so. I think one of the drivers slipped a disc, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you said there was, like a car massacre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truckosaurus Rex came in and just bit all the,
yeah,
the F1 cars.
Yeah, so Formula 1's back. That's great. It's fantastic. I'm so excited. I'm happy. Blah, blah, blah. I built a Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
Formula 1 Lego set.
This is the McLaren?
The McLaren Mercedes.
So now, you haven't touched the Ferrari one?
Not yet, no. Okay. No. I also made a video of me building the McLaren car.
I'm going to be honest with you. Mm. I watched those videos.
Do you really?
They're actually really entertaining.
What? Really?
Because it's like, because it's just background stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, I just want something to do while I grind out levels in X game.
Yes.
And so I just pop that up on a second screen, or if I'm playing a console game or whatever. Like, I'm not listening to you talk.
I know you're not.
I just have someone building a Lego set in front of me, and it's actually pretty fun.
I do that when I build model kits. I have a video of someone else building something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So yeah, you should do more of those.
Well, the next one I want to do is the Ferrari set. The big Ferrari set.
Okay.
But I don't think, like, that's a lot of, I don't know if I can make an hour-long video. The thing is, I don't know if I can last an hour speaking nonsense to myself.
You do it in parts.
No, I want to do it at once. So I was thinking, I was like, what if I just gather all of us and we build the thing together?
I'm down.
And then it would cut the video down, I think. And at least it would...
Would we have three separate cameras?
No. I think I would just set up one camera on a table.
Oh, and just get all of us?
Yeah, and then I would probably put up a mic.
Because, like, I have a video camera. I can bring it.
Yeah, like, and then I would put up a mic and we would just edit it separately.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a plan. But yeah, no, the McLaren set I bought because I just wanted the car.
Mm-hmm.
But then I showed you this before the show because it says pit stop. It doesn't look like a pit stop to me.
Looks like
the inside of a garage.
Like half a garage.
Like half a garage.
All right.
And we know in Formula One, teams come with two cars.
You have a problem, Vince.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I can get another one of these sets. I'll have two cars, and two cars have different numbers on them. And I'll build the other pit stop, the quotations on, you know, pit stop set in reverse to make the other half the garage.
Where are you going to put this?
I have to go to IKEA and get another glass case.
Do you need a Lego case now?
No, but I need another one for stuff. For my Gundams. For all my Build Fighter stuff. But I'm going to dedicate one of those blocks to a garage of Formula One cars.
You're crazy.
And then I'm going to go and print out a background of the McLaren garage.
You're crazy.
Like the white wall that has the McLaren logos and stuff on it.
You're crazy.
I'm going to print that out and put that in there too. It's going to look great.
Okay, so just for the record,
yes,
you're crazy.
I'm also going to get lights.
What?
So that it lights up like a nice clean garage.
You're just jealous. Whatever. No, you know what? That's actually
fucking cool.
I don't want it in my own home.
Uh-huh.
But when I come over to someone else's home, I'll be like, you know what? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm like, that's creative.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I am good. It's insane.
I'll get into my week, whatever.
Yeah. Game wise, nada. I looked at my PlayStation 4 and thought, I have a lot of these free PlayStation Plus games.
Renew that subscription, dog, on Final Fantasy.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'll do it when Heaven's Ward comes out.
Then that's not free, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you buy it, hopefully it comes with 30
another 30 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, no games in that front. I played Monster Hunter with a couple people at school. They all suck. I don't know what to tell you. They're all low rank, starting high rank. I don't know.
I'm gonna toot our own horn. Yeah. We're pretty good at Monster Hunter.
I think we're pretty good at Monster Hunter.
And it's a shame that people didn't hop on this bandwagon 2 games ago. Because if that was the case, they could also be good at Monster Hunter.
You know what I think it is?
What?
We have a group to play with.
That too.
I mean, every day I meet, I ask them, like, who do they play with? They're like, oh, just myself. Sometimes online.
Play online, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
True.
Like, if you're by yourself, you have, I don't know.
And when 3 came out, we did have Blaven to be like, yo, here's how to do everything.
Here's how to Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I have no time for noobs.
So arrogant.
What can I say? I am. But no, so that was on the 3DS front. Bought a Mac, and then I... Oh, My dad got a new car.
Oh, okay.
Because I was, So, like, over the past month, I've been with him, and we've been test driving different cars and stuff. And whatnot. Anyways, we have different personalities when it comes to, like, possessions.
All right.
So, like, with me, like, when it comes to, like, my toys or, like, my games, I don't really care if you guys come over and play with them or do whatever.
Yeah.
As long as you put them back. That's my only rule.
Okay, don't leave a mess.
Exactly. But, like, if you want to touch the most expensive thing and, I don't know, do whatever, go for it. My dad's the opposite.
Where no matter,
like, it doesn't matter what it is, he doesn't want you to touch it.
That dust has been there for years, don't touch that dust.
So yeah, he came over and he was what was he doing? I think he did do something like in the backyard to get something from the shed. I'm like, oh, that's his new car. And the keys are on the counter. I'm like, whatever. I'll go for a spin. Oh, man, he looked so terrified.
Did you tell him you were going for a spin?
Well,
or like, did you just, like, did he walk out the door and then you were driving away? You're like, ha ha.
Well, no, he was outside already. And all right. And I purposely waited till he was going to come out to the front. And then I shut the door. And then I went. And I just looked at him like, bye.
What kind of car is it?
He bought a Lexus NX.
NX. Is that... That's not the SUV, is it?
It's an SUV. It's the new SUV they have.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a dick. Like, you're not... You weren't even just like, hey, I'm going to take it.
No.
You're just like, I'm in it already.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. I will say, like, modern luxury cars have some really neat features to them.
Like what?
Well...
Like push-button start?
Oh, yeah. It has that, obviously. But, you know, like, when you set your chair and stuff?
Yeah.
And, like, they have the presets?
Yeah.
Like it has that. So I was doing that.
I'm
like,
as a preset.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to be number one here.
What a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I don't know why it has a sport mode.
I don't know. If you want to be sporty with
it? I don't know. So.
There's a lot of things in luxury cars where you don't need it.
Yeah. Like, it has a touchpad on the screen, but it has a touchpad on the console. Like, where the stick is.
Oh, really?
So that if I don't want to reach out,
I can reach down
and use, there's like a cursor thing going on. It's like it's a clickable trackpad.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I guess you can't do that while you're driving, right?
You can.
That seems illegal.
Well, it's right beside the gear selector.
I guess you can get away with it like how I get away with changing music on my iPod.
Yeah, like you can't see it happening, right?
Yeah.
But it's happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a nice vehicle. It's not something I would buy.
Okay. Yeah, because you'd buy a Mercedes or a Beamer.
Well, first of all, I'd buy a car.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't buy an SUV.
Would you buy a two-door or like a sedan?
I would probably buy a two-door, but
get a Miata?
No. I don't want a girl's sports car.
Seem like a Miata man.
Really? I'm punching the face. You're the one who drives the Mazda.
I didn't pick it. It was a gift.
And yours is purple.
It's dark blue.
No.
With hints of sparkle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony drives a purple tiny Mazda.
A dark blue Mazda 3. And then the paint has like these, like, I guess like aluminum chips in it, maybe.
Don't
like,
try and sell.
And it sparkles.
Don't make it sound cooler than it actually
sparkles
is.
Sparkles in the sunlight.
It's purple.
It's dark blue.
You know what else Anthony did with his car?
What this week,
he took his license plate.
I didn't do
and he sprayed off the numbers, so now he has no license plate.
So I didn't know this, but the license plates, when they have like stuff like color on the numbers and the letters, that's not paint. That's just like an overlapped sticker, pretty much. It's like Saran wrap over my.
It's not Saran.
It's pretty much Saran wrap.
Okay.
Colored Saran wrap over my license plate, my boss license plate. So I went to the do-it-yourself car wash to get all the salt off my car.
You obviously don't know how to do it yourself.
Apparently not. I was just going to hose it down with a pressure washer to get rid of all the salt off my car. And I saw my license plate was really dirty. So I was like, whatever, I'm going to spray my license plate. I spray the license plate. The water rips through this Saran wrap. And so now in the middle of my license plate, there's a hole where it just shows bare embossed metal. And there's no outline to show what the number or the letter actually is. And so it came in this perfect storm of things where I'm afraid to drive my car now. where my front, my passenger side headlight is out.
Mm.
That hole is there in my license plate. Mm. And also, because the hole is there, as soon as the hole happened, I got my insurance sticker to put on the back of my license plate
yeah.
to show that I'm insured.
Yeah.
And I can't put it on that because now I have to go buy new license plates. So I'm driving around with what looks like expired insurance.
Yeah.
I have one headlight and a hole in my license plate. And that's why I drove here today in my mom's car.
Anthony. Disappointing.
Disappointed. So I got to go to the DMV equivalent tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then also go to my mechanic tomorrow.
Yeah.
And get everything fixed.
Yeah.
How much is a headlight by itself?
Generally, they're pretty cheap.
Because, like, I could change a headlight.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap. They shouldn't run you more than, like, well, I guess it depends on what you want.
I want one to match the other side.
I don't know what you have right now.
It's just a factory headlight. Oh, would I have to buy that from the dealership?
I'm sure they sell that, like, somewhere else.
Yeah, true.
But I guess you might have to go to the factory to ask what it is.
Ew.
I mean, if it is just a factory headlight, then I know other places should know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's upgrade.
Upgrades, get some LEDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get some fog cutting bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Because then you know that the other one's going to go out.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so that the driver's side headlight is never blue.
Really?
The passenger side is blown twice now.
Whoa.
So I don't know if it's like the wiring or something, but yeah.
Moral of the story, kids.
Don't buy a Mazda.
Just don't be Anthony.
Don't be me. Yeah, apparently I got like the worst luck with certain, like, they're not like major things, but they're very annoying things. They're annoying enough to where I have to actually deal with it.
Those are the worst ones.
It's like, but it's small enough to where I don't care.
Yep.
It's like I have one headlight. It works good enough.
Safety, man.
I just put that shit on high beams.
Safety.
It's the second headlight does nothing.
Safety.
Whatever.
People will think you're a motorcycle.
A motorcycle that's always on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Someone will get too close and then realize last second you're a car.
That's their fault.
No, that's your fault.
Yeah, true. All right. But other than having car woes in my week,
yes,
I have been doing other stuff. So I've been playing The Walking Dead Season 2, the game. And
it's on PC?
It's on PC. It picks off where, like, pretty much, well, not exactly where the other one left off, but so whoever you chose to leave Clementine with at the end of the game, it picks up from there. But it's really it's about Clementine by herself, and it's her transitioning from being this like helpless little kid that the main character from 1 made her more independent into her being an actual independent girl.
Yes.
And she meets up with other groups, people from the old games, depending on who lives, who dies. And you make a lot of like rough choices where like the choices are still they still don't really impact your game a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because like as we've figured out from our game club years ago, the choices don't actually matter in those games. But the illusion of choice that you have actually, like, it's impactful because she's such a small girl. She's making these very adult decisions, and she's going through these, like, really kind of messed up, even for an adult type scenarios.
Right.
And you kind of just feel bad for her, but as she grows up, you kind of have the choice of, like, turning her into this, like, heartless monster.
Ooh.
Or into this civilized girl who still holds on to her humanity.
Yeah.
So I wonder, I just finished episode 3 of 5. So I'm kind of getting into the end stuff, kind of getting into the good stuff. But man, some of the annoying people from 1 are back, and I hate them so much still.
Why?
Because they're the worst. And it's crazy because every single adult in the game makes every situation exponentially harder than it should be. Like, it's like, oh, we need food. We should just go get food. But it's like, no, we can't go get food from here because of X or Y reason. And that'll funnel the story to go into some scenario where it's dangerous for Clementine and it makes it exciting. The story transitions and the way they push it into Clementine actually doing stuff instead of someone else doing things are very transparent, and you don't really feel their valid enough reasons.
Okay.
So it's like, someone should climb this ladder and go onto the roof. We got to think of an idea to make the player do it, right? When there are literally seven other well-abled adults that could do it themselves. Right? And so they got to think of these ways to make Clementine do it, and it feels really contrived. But so far I'm enjoying it. I think the choice not mattering is actually starting to get me now more than it did in the first game.
Really?
So just because it feels like the same thing again.
It seems very formulaic.
Yeah.
You've realized their template and you're kind
of
like...
And also not just because of the last season, but also because of The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah.
Where I thought that story was fantastic, but I knew from the outset that these choices kind of don't matter.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing that held up that game was that the story was crazy interesting, like being in Fables Town and stuff like that.
Yeah. I kind of want to try the Game of Thrones one, but...
I've seen some stuff. It kind of looks like the same thing.
Exactly.
So
that's why I don't really care to try.
Yeah. The other thing I've been playing is Counter Spy. It is one
of the... Is that any good?
Yeah, so it's one of the free downloads off of PSN Plus. And you play a spy who is part of an organization called Counter. And it's like an acronym.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's a one long acronym called Counter. I don't know what it stands for. But it's set in the Cold War era, where you are going up against two superpowers, which are pretty much America and Russia.
Makes sense.
And they both have a plan to blow up the moon and have the moon crash into Earth and wipe out the human population. And even though they're two separate countries, they're striving towards the same goal.
Mm.
So the thing I've realized about this game is that it's very comedic.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be heavy-handed at all. It is very lighthearted. They know that them trying to nuke the moon out of orbit is a silly concept, and they play with it and they run with it.
Okay.
But how the game works, it is actually it's kind of like a segmented Metroidvania. So it is a 2D game. It's a 3D models and everything, but primarily it is a 2D game where you are walking. So one room is contained by a square on the map, and then there are other squares which are other rooms, and you go up and down. And it's very Metroidvania. It's very Shadow Complex, and what you have to do is gain intel from either side,
okay,
and to figure out the full plan of the superpowers so that the spy group Counter can stop them from, whatever, I forget what it's called.
That's how important it was.
Yeah, it's not important at all.
Okay.
And so...
Just making sure, putting that out there.
Is it Counter? I feel like there's a P in there. Whatever. So
thanks.
I think it's Counter.
You okay? You done? Good?
It's really bothering me. So... You have to get intel from either side, and they make the joke that either side has the same plan, down to the fact that they have the exact same intel.
Yes.
So you don't have, like, it doesn't matter which one you pick, but it changes the setting. So if you go to infiltrate America, everything's American themed. There's a lot of red, white, and blue, but not in the actual shape of the American flag. People speak English. And every time you kill someone, they always go, "Oh man, they killed Johnny!" Like everyone is named Johnny, like some sort
of a joke.
Yeah, like some sort of stereotypical American name. And then
when
you go to Russia, it's all iron, sickle, hammer, a lot of red. They're all speaking Russian.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, and all that stuff. But how the gameplay works is, as you're going through this 2D corridor, what you can do is that there are certain points on the map where you can press circle and you can go behind cover. And when you go behind cover, it does a behind the back view. So you're actually looking down the level in a 3D space. And from there, you can aim your weapon, not just up and down like you could in the 2D one, but also left and right.
Right.
And so the levels actually have depth to them.
Mm.
And the game is mostly about being stealthy, about being a spy.
Okay.
So you can get like silenced pistols, you can sneak up on enemies, but also going full ham and just like pulling out an assault rifle and shooting everybody until they're dead is a totally valid way to play that game. But the thing is, each country has a DEFCON level.
DEFCON level?
DEFCON.
Okay. Oh, DEFCON.
Yeah, DEFCON. So okay. If DEFCON gets to one and it maxes out one, they launch the nuke. And then it's, I don't know what happens. I don't know if it's game over or if you have to start from the beginning. Because so far, this seems like a very short game. I've played it for about an hour and a half and I'm already 50% done.
Whoa.
All the intel. So I don't know if you fail, I don't know if you get a game over or if you have to start from the beginning or anything. But your goal is to get through the level and keep the DEFCON level at a reasonable level so that if you want to go to Russia, you're not going into a brand new mission while they're already at DEFCON 1, and then you have to be super careful.
Right.
But there are ways to lower the DEFCON level, so there are captains in the game, and you can hold up captains with your gun, and they lower the DEFCON by 1. There's different abilities. So every time you go into a level, you have the chance to equip new weapons, refill your ammo, because once you complete a mission, when you go into a new mission, it doesn't automatically refill your ammo. You have to spend money to buy more ammo. And then you can have one time use, one level power-ups. So like almost think of like in Bejeweled Blitz when you buy like start with a times two.
Oh, right? I see you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So with the money you earn in the game, you buy a power-up that's like cameras don't detect you very well, or bullets and enemy attacks hurt you 40% less. And just little power-ups, if you think the level is going to be hard, depending on the minimal information they give you from the outset, you can get these power-ups. And there's one power-up that I always use, which is start the game or start the level and the DEFCON has gone down by one. So if I go into a level that's supposed to be DEFCON 1, it'll be DEFCON 2. And then I have more leeway to play and kind of go. If I make a mistake, it's not as
deadly. Not as severe, yeah.
It's not as severe. It's not as deadly. But the game is actually pretty fun. I just see it being very short.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I go home now, I could probably beat it in about an hour.
Yeah. When you said this was like a Metroidvania.
Yeah.
I was looking it up because I remember hearing a lot of talk on like this upcoming Metroidvania game that I think is really interesting. Turns out it wasn't this one.
Yeah, it's not this one. That's Axiom Verge.
Yes, I just saw it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the one I should probably be looking at.
Yeah, and Sony is having like a summer or a spring or a summer of games or something.
Oh, yeah. That's part of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, Hotline Miami 2 just got released.
Yeah.
And I think Axiom Verge is coming soon. Mm. But that just straight up looks like Metroid.
That looks like a wicked game.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I only recently just heard about it.
Yeah.
But man, that game looks really good.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've got this stance against indie games, but I think I'm going to have to embrace it if I want to play any game now.
Yeah, because so that was an interesting thing coming out of PAX. So you know how they have the indie mega booth at PAX?
Yeah, yeah.
They now have an indie mini booth.
What?
Where if you can't get into the mega booth, which is now pretty much half the convention, apparently.
Yes.
There is an indie mini booth. So it is like the indies of the indies.
That's too far.
Some bull ass shit.
Too far.
But they were talking about how like a lot of people, they just miss kind of risky big AAA games that do new things. And they were talking about at least on the Giant Bomb panel about Ubisoft games, how Ubisoft games now follow a formula of open world.
Yeah,
they build a map with a bunch of shit.
They've been like that for a while. Yeah, now
and climb cell towers.
Yes,
pretty much.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of like, now that I think about it, like I look at my collection, I'm like, a lot of these games are the same. They have a tried and true formula that nobody is willing to mess with because games are so expensive now.
Yeah.
And the only place I'm going to get these weird, like new mechanics or new styles of gameplay is from either indie games or the very few middle lane developers like a Platinum or something.
Yeah.
And it's disappointing.
Yeah, you know, like lately I was looking at my my games that I have currently on display on my shelf. And I'm like, oh, those are PS3 and Xbox 360 games. And I'm like, I have none of those consoles hooked up. But thinking back, I really did enjoy that gen.
It was different from the PS2. Like, it wasn't just constant hit after hit.
Yeah.
Like, it was a gaming boom then.
Yeah. But there was enough variety, and there was
I look at my collection, like I don't trade in games.
Yeah.
And my PS3 collection is about as big as my PS2 collection, which is like 100 plus games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like I look at all those games and I'm like, there's a couple stinkers in here, but overall, these are all fantastic. Like I enjoy playing to higher or lesser degrees of each, but like I don't think I have any games in there that I just hated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then like
except for Killer is Dead.
Right.
And Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh yeah, those games are horrible.
Those games are the worst.
Yeah. Made by your favorite developer. But yeah. And then I was looking at my Xbox One and my PlayStation 4 and I'm like, I don't really have games for this thing. And then it's like, shit, I really have to like do this whole dive in with the indies.
I have one game for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And it's the one that came with it, which is Sunset Overdrive.
Oh. Wow.
It's the only game I own for it.
Yeah. I think I own Titanfall.
True. True.
And Dragon Age.
It just makes me wonder, like, it was this, even though I've always wanted to have all three consoles, like, was this the gen that I didn't have to do it?
Yep.
Yeah. See, it's this luck thing of like, it's super, like, it's such a first world problem. But
yes. Yeah. You don't need all the consoles. It's nice to have them all.
Yeah.
But you don't need them all.
Like, even if you wanted to, like, I'd probably just say pick up a Wii U and then one of the other two.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to go. One of the two. Yeah.
I own more Wii U games than I own, I think, any of the other consoles.
Wow.
The Wii U is a really good system. Wow. You just got to be willing to play all that janky stuff.
I'm like, not willing to play all that janky stuff.
Like Wonderful 101. Like I got Monster Hunter Tri on there.
Yeah, I get more value out of my 3DS.
Right now with Monster Hunter, I'm getting more value on my 3DS than any of my home consoles.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's why that new 3DS purchase was good for me.
I'll get it eventually.
It was good for me.
Once they have a color I like or a scheme I want.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That is a deal breaker for most people.
If they reissue the Majora's Mask one, maybe I'll get it, but I don't know.
Mm.
But yeah, so Counter Spy. It's pretty fun. It's not going to last long. So if you just want to like pump out a game, you could probably do it.
Well, it's free.
Yeah, it's free too. There's different difficulty levels as well, but I don't see me playing those at all.
That's sad.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And then the last, I have been reading more Slam Dunk.
Right, Slam Dunk.
I just got to... So, for people who don't know, Slam Dunk is a basketball manga. It came out in the early 90s?
Early to mid. Yeah,
early to mid-90s.
Yeah.
And you can really tell from the style. But the one thing I wanted to mention is I just got to the point where the main character, Sakuragi, cuts his hair. And his boncho hair is gone.
And it's like buzzed, right?
It's all buzzed. It's just buzzed, bright red hair.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I've never had a haircut affect me so much.
Are you lost?
I don't, like, that hair, like, everyone in that show has such cool hair.
They do have cool hair.
Because it's, like, 90s boncho hair. And it's, like, it's just tame enough to where I'm, like, maybe I could get hair like that if I just put enough product in it. Right?
And, like, okay.
They're wild enough to be only capable anime, but they're tame enough to where I'm like, maybe, just maybe.
I could be that level.
I could be that level of awesome hair.
And?
I have to grow it out. Like, I just got my hair cut.
Okay.
I'd have to grow it out to get that kind of hair.
So this haircut happened, and then you were like...
And then I was like, whatever, I'll grow it out. Maybe I was thinking either kind of long boncho hair, mm-hmm. or like Tom Cruise... Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Oh yeah, the longer.
Yeah, the long front, and then he just puts it back.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about it.
And with regards to Slam Dunk?
With regards to Slam Dunk, this series is great.
Okay.
They're finally into actual basketball games instead of like just team building and stuff.
Basketball games.
Yeah, so like that's the one thing I said before where I was reading it and it was pretty much just it was just high school drama between high school students. It was because Sakuragi is like this boncho, like delinquent type character, and he gets interested in basketball only because a girl wants him to do it.
Yes.
But that first that first one quarter, or that first quarter is just him arguing with people and fighting, like actual physical fights and stuff, like a regular, like almost like Great Teacher Onizuka or any sort of other high school bancho manga from that era. And then now that it's actually getting into the sports stuff, it's got all the makings of a great sports manga. And like, I can totally see why people hook onto this, just like they hook onto Ice Shield 21 or they hook onto Ippo and stuff like that.
Yep. It's one of the greats.
It makes me want to play basketball.
Wow.
I've realized that is the sign of any good sports manga.
Yeah.
Is that it makes me want to do the sport it's portraying.
Does it make you want to go watch the sport?
Basketball? Like, I'd watch it with other people.
Yeah.
Like, if people were like, hey, we're going to go watch the basketball game, I'd be like, okay, I'm maybe more interested in actually watching the sport now.
Want some Lakers tickets?
Wait, really?
I'm not going to give them to you for free.
Oh, okay, then no. but like, yeah, so it's the same thing that happened with Ippo. Like, I'm reading Ippo and I'm like, I want to box, or I want to train like a boxer, or I'm reading Yowamushi Pedal, the biking anime, and I'm like, I want to do bike racing.
Oh god.
Right.
Okay.
And it's just like, I'm very easily influenced by these really good stories.
You know, you can only pick one, you know that, right?
I can do them all.
Okay. Like,
the bike racing will be training for my cardio and boxing. And then the boxing training will be arm strength for shooting baskets.
Yeah, more power to you.
Right?
Go for it. Go for it.
I can do them all.
Oh, sure you can. Do you have the time?
No, not at all. I don't have even the time to do one of them right now. but yeah, it's really good.
Nice.
I don't know what I'm going to read after this. Like, maybe I was thinking of, because I'm about halfway through now. I'm at the 50% mark.
Yeah.
And
is this where you start thinking about what's next?
Yeah, this is where I start thinking about what's next. And I'm like, and I've also realized that the story is really going to only cover one basketball season, unless there's some time skips in there.
That's good.
It's kind of sad. Cause,
I like that.
It is nice, but like, Ice Shield 21 went through all 4 years of high school for the main character.
Okay, but is this the final like year in high school for basketball?
It's not Sakuragi's final year, but it's other people's final year. Like the one guy, Gory, they call him, because he looks like a gorilla.
Okay.
But like, it's his final year, and there's a couple other students who are, it's like, the main character is just feeling down, and so they use almost like guilt. It's like, I need to win, because if we don't make it to the inter-highs, this is going to be my last basketball game, because he knows he's not good enough for like college basketball or whatever. And so it's like, I need to get better so my team can realize their dreams and their potentials and stuff. And
cute.
Yeah. It's just all those really good, uplifting values that sports manga bring. And I really enjoy it.
It's good to hear.
Yeah. Other than that, like, reading Sailor Moon.
Good for you.
That's Sailor Moon, man.
Sailor Moon.
That moves so fast in the manga.
Yeah.
I was telling you earlier, but there, when they introduced the Dark Moon, the new baddies, a character was both introduced and killed within 4 pages.
That's Sailor Moon.
Like, she has no idea, the creator has no idea what pacing is. And it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
There's so, like, I'm in volume 4 of 12, and Shibuya has already been introduced.
Yeah, she's actually, she was introduced in the anime, episode 14.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Sailor Moon, like, I'm watching Sailor Moon Crystal, and it's pretty much the manga one, but the pacing is nice, but I kind of realized I don't, because it's a shoujo, or like it's a shonen,
it's
right?
It's made for girls.
Yeah, but like in those style of shows, I don't ever think the main story matters.
Like, are you just making like, are you just shipping pairings in your head as you're
show, or like what's happening? Just mean like take for instance like One Piece or Bleach or Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
You know the good guys are going to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter. Like that actual, we're going to beat the bad guy thing. Like, it doesn't matter.
They're always going to beat the bad guy.
Exactly. And you're kind of, and really what you watch the show for are the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I always liked about the original Sailor Moon.
Is that it was a lot of filler where you got to know.
Yeah. And it was just, and it's like, why do I like Sailor Mars? Well, it's because there were so many episodes that were just focused on these girls.
Okay.
And then when reading the manga or watching Crystal, it's kind of just like, these are just like blank
main story points.
Yeah, and like you don't know anything about the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of just they might as well just be stereotypes of archetypes,
right? That's what they are.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, they're kind of all blank.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, that's the stuff with older manga, because even reading Fist of the North Star, like, that's just all plot. Like,
exactly.
I enjoyed the plot in that series, but the thing is like, do I, if I, like, what is Kenshiro like when he's not fighting?
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Like, would you say, like, you like that character as a character, or, like, it's...
I like him because of what he does, but, like, if I were to go, like, would I want to hang out with Kenshiro? I'm like, no, he, like, from what I've seen in the manga, all he does is punch people and make them explode.
Exactly.
And I don't want to explode. I want to live.
Okay. Sure.
I want to live.
Sure.
Right? Sure. So, like, it's... Yeah, it's weird going back to older stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's so much story-wise, not just art-wise, but story-wise, that has evolved in that medium.
Right.
And it's the same thing with going back to old video games. And it's the same thing going back to any old medium.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you watch any movie before Citizen Kane, like, they don't have that really dynamic storytelling. Right? It's just, like, very flat. It's like a John Wayne Western where it's like, hey, I'm a sheriff and I'm going to kill the bad guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, those are still cool. Just not what I'm personally into.
It's nice to have the history.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, for sure. The other thing I wanted to mention was, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s back.
Okay.
That's, Marvel is literally turning the Inhumans into X-Men.
In what way?
In that, like, all the beats and story points that you would associate with X-Men are in this show now.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the whole, like, any one of us could be a mutant. Oh.
Oh, so, like, any one of the S.H.I.E.L.D.s could be an Inhuman.
Right. And it's all about, like, who's going to take whose side? How do you feel about them? Like, some people are, like, really against it, right? It's like, we got to kill them all, right?
No more mutants.
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
And, like, yeah, so, like, within S.H.I.E.L.D., like, they have all secrets. Like, it's different, though. It's not like, you know how mutants are like, anybody can be a mutant, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Within humans, it's like they have to be activated, but with a...
So they're like sleeper agents?
Yes.
Hmm. Like, is that how they were originally? Or no, weren't they like from some sort of like wind happened?
The Targaryen mist?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different than that in the show. But basically, like, there's these alien crystals, right?
Okay.
And they don't know where the alien crystals are. But whoever has them, as long as they bring them within contact of someone, powers will activate.
Huh.
And they will be an Inhuman.
I'm just waiting for... It's not Silver. Who's the guy who yells or who whispers?
Black Bolt.
Black Bolt.
I mean, I'm sure he'll be in the movie. But no, it's cool. Like, the dynamic of the show really is... This is like the X-Men show you probably wanted.
So would this show almost be like an audition maybe for the movie? So, like, are the people who are labeled as Inhumans in the show, are they going to be the movie Inhumans?
They don't know. It's still early beginnings. Like, the Inhumans have just appeared.
Oh,
and
they're
setting it all up. I'm pretty sure one of them is going to at least be in the movie.
All right.
The team will probably show up in the movie at some point for some reason or another. But, yeah. Pretty cool. Like, they've really turned the show around and made it super interesting.
I really like the Inhumans, mainly because of Black Bolt.
Oh.
I like the idea of Black Bolt. I really don't know anything else about any of the other Inhumans.
Well, no one knows anything about the Inhumans.
Okay.
To be fair.
I read a comic where he whispered, shh, and then he blew up a dinosaur.
That's him, yeah.
And then apparently he yells and he kills Galactus.
He calls
Galactus.
From somewhere else in the universe.
Yeah, from somewhere else in the universe because he yells. That's crazy.
Yeah. He's a bit overpowered. Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit. Yeah. He's not. Who's the guy who lives on top of the DC Tower? He throws people into the sun.
Sentry.
No, wait, no.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, because he's like that split personality guy, and he's just like, I can't beat you. I'm going to throw you into the sun.
Oh, is it Sentry?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, too sure.
I don't know. That's my wheelhouse, is really OP dudes.
Definitely. The other thing I want to say is this last week's episode of Build Fighters was like the best episode ever.
You say that every week?
No, I don't think they can top this one.
Okay.
It's the episode where I'll be like, you don't have to watch any of Build Fighters if you just want to see a really cool episode.
Oh, if you just want to see stuff happen.
Hey, if you've ever wanted to know who would win in a fight, a super robot or a real robot, they do it.
Okay. Is it G Gundam versus?
No, it's like a straight up Gundam versus a straight up, like, combining robot.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And it's nuts.
Well, the show's Gundam Build Fighter, so I assume it's Gundam.
You would be surprised.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, every super robot trope you can think of happens.
It's like they're on the brink of defeat, and then they combine.
He has rocket fists. He pulls a sword out of his chest.
Did he cut a planet in half?
Might as well.
Okay.
You know, he does all that stuff. He has, like, infinite beams.
All right, this sounds good.
Yeah.
I think I need to watch only this episode.
Like, just watch this episode. Like, you won't understand. Like, for some small context, they're in a tournament. This is the semifinals. This is the semifinal match.
Boom. And they let a super robot into it?
He's a Gundam. Like, he's a Gundam who's been heavily modified into a super robot.
That was allowed?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. There's no rules against it. He even has, like, the stupid super robot combination sequence where if you try to attack a super robot while it's combining, there's a protective barrier.
It's like the Gaugaugar tornado.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Because they're like, we'll get him when he's combining. Because obviously he's weak. He's open.
Obviously, right? He's open.
Obviously.
No.
Yeah. And the bike guy's like, no. Don't think so.
This is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he combines, does he have to take the toy out of the machine and then combine it and then put it back into the machine?
Yeah, they have to launch, yeah, separately all the time. They can't just launch combined.
That's funny.
Yeah. So they always launch as a crab, a lion, and a bird.
Oh, and then they all combine. Okay.
Yeah, and they combine when they get in.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's like really dumb, but it's like, it's kind of awesome.
It seems it's the right kind of anime dumb.
Oh, for this whole anime is the right kind of anime dumb.
It's just like that new the new Dragon Ball Z movie.
The Frieza one?
Yeah. Yo, he's gold now.
I don't know. That's a different type of dumb.
For me, that's the right kind of anime dumb. Because it's just like, we just want Frieza back.
Why?
Now he's all gold.
Why do we want Frieza back?
I don't want Frieza back. They want Frieza back.
Why?
I don't know. Because I don't know. I think Frieza is like one of the most iconic villains in DBZ.
I guess.
Like, you could maybe argue that Cell is more so.
Yeah, I guess Frieza is the one because so many associated memes with Frieza.
Yeah. And like, that's so early in the series to where people who've ever watched Dragon Ball Z know who Frieza is, but they might not have kept on to see Cell.
To be fair, they might not even kept on to see Frieza die.
True. They might have just seen Frieza and they're like, the Ginyu Force is dumb, even though they're not.
Yeah, because I mean, that Frieza arc was long.
It was so long.
Oh my god, that Frieza arc.
I think it was longer for us because our stupid channel was like, oh, we're going to get to this part that like is a total game changer. Let's restart the series from the beginning.
Yes. And then when we finally caught up, it was 10 episodes of
charging a spirit bomb.
Yes. And then when that failed, I'm going to go Super Saiyan for another 5 episodes.
Dragon Ball, man. Well, he sucks.
It does suck. I finally, like, I came to terms with that a couple years ago, and I felt so much better about myself.
Kai sounds cool. It seems like they cut the filler.
Sure, but then that's not Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, there's no driving scene anymore.
Exactly.
There's no scene where Goku and his son are getting used to their Super Saiyan powers, and they're breaking all of Chi-Chi's cups.
Exactly.
Man. This is the Sailor Moon complaint we had.
Exactly.
All right.
That's why Dragon Ball is the best.
Dragon Ball's really good.
Yeah.
I've never watched GT.
I didn't. It's hit and miss.
Is that with Cyborg Frieza? No, or was that still no. Z?
That's Z. Okay. Where Trunks first appears?
Yeah, and then he cuts her up, and then or cuts him up, and then blasts him.
And then kills Frieza's dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm very impressionable when it comes to sports manga. Old manga and series like kind of don't hold up.
Mm.
Dragon Ball Z is bad.
Yes.
It's a good revelations podcast.
Yes. Dragon Ball Z bad confirmed.
I'm waiting for all the unsubscribes.
Yeah, this is a good place to end the podcast.
Yeah, let's just stop while we're behind.
Yep. If you want to get in touch with us, tnib.letters@gmail.com is the place to write in. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
At TNIAB.
Yeah.
Facebook, Three Nerds in a Basement.
Yeah. Drop us a line. Say something.
1-800.
I wish we had a 1-800 number.
That'd be great.
I wish we had a voicemail.
Can we get a voicemail?
Like a Google voicemail?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just imagine it's just people saying penis, penis, penis.
I'd be impressed if someone called in.
We have 5 listeners.
Not according to YouTube.
It's just me refreshing the page.
300 times?
No.
Yeah. Good.
All right. But yeah.
Cool.
That was a good week.
It is. Hopefully the audio sounds okay.
Yeah. Hopefully we're not echoing over each other.
Yeah, because I was looking at my bars and I was going in and out and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, mine's like fluctuating a bit, but.
Yeah, I think this is why we should have wore the monitors. The headphones.
Whoa, what would that do? We would still hear each other, right?
Yeah, but at least we'd know if you were
talking
into the mic or not.
We're testing things out, ladies and gentlemen.
And next week we'll just be back to normal recording.
Because we have 3 people again.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully, Layman will be back next week.
Well, he should be.
Okay.
I'll see why he wouldn't.
If not, we will enlist services of the producer.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.